Hey, howdy and happy day of the United States of America. They've gone three full, complete, whole months without one illegal immigrant being reported. Not one illegal entered the country, and 1.6 million illegal immigrants self-deported. Good for them. That's kind of a smart thing to do. You self-deport, you can go back, you can fill out forms, and y'all can come back. You can come back. You qualify then. It's the people that come in and try to hide and do bad things. They don't qualify. They're not allowed to come back. Under Joe Biden's administration, 88% of all brand new jobs went to foreign-born individuals. Under Trump's administration, 2.5 million Americans have jobs today that they did not have under the previous administration. So far, Trump, in the last couple of months, has saved just on these people not coming across the border $9,000 each to support each illegal immigrant. That would be social programs and, you know, Social Security and so on. I mean, that works out to almost $15 billion. Wow. And so many people are still saying, I've been in Canada here for the last few weeks. And in Canada, they all say bad things about him. I don't get it. I say, how can you be saying that? Look what he's doing. Look what his administration is doing. It's all about America first, and he's doing a great job. Don't you all wish you had a Canada first? Kind of get over yourself. Back to the USA. Kamala Harris, she's fundraising now because she's short several million dollars from her campaign. How can that be? She raised $1.5 billion. $1.5 billion with a B. And she spent it in 100 days. I think it was 107 days. The election effort, 107 days, and she spent it not wisely. She gave money to her friends and colleagues and other left-wing call-me people. Millions of dollars. Come and speak and tell people you like me and that you endorse me, and I'll give you $1 million, more or less. That's kind of what went on. It's a historic amount of money, and she didn't even win one swing state. I mean, she didn't do anything good with the money. I mean, Trump had a resounding and a fantastic win. And now she's trying to raise more money. Help me get out of this mess. Good luck with that. I mean, how do you be short of money when you raise $1.5 billion? Budget, do you know? This is a woman who couldn't do a budget. Look at the country under her and Joe Biden's administration. It wasn't very nice. I mean, look at Trump. He's a workaholic. Workaholic. That kind of sounds like you work hard and you drink a bunch. But he doesn't drink. Workaholic. I've never understood that term. I had a friend once who was a workaholic. He was an alcoholic and he worked hard. Just sharing. Hey, jumping here. Keeping up. Let's go to Minnesota. We're the bad person. Bad person went in and killed people. It's a horrible, horrible story. Children, terrible. You know, he injured 17 people and he killed at least two children. And he changed his name from Robert to Robin in 2019. And his mother signed this application, I suppose, or whatever it is. And she went on to say the minor child identifies as female and wants her name to reflect that identification. Oh boy. Now back to Kamala Harris. After this tragic thing happened, she says gun control. Of course she does. She's a liberal nut. Gun control, gun control. It's pretty obvious here it's about mental health control. Mental health control. But if y'all really want gun control, I'm okay with that as well, because the teachers should have been in control with concealed guns in their purses and on their person. And so to me, gun control is being able to aim good and be in control of the gun. Good people do not do bad things. I mean, the Democrat Party is out of control. They speak not good. They shouldn't talk. We got to hide them in the basement, give them a mask, they can practice their pronouns, and stay in the basement until we get a vaccine for liberalism and stupidism. Just saying. Cuba. Now, here's an interesting thing. It's illegal to own. It's against the law to own a Monopoly game in Cuba because it's a capitalist-themed game. Bad, bad. Okay, hitchhiking is common due to the scarcity of cars. Government vehicles must, by law, pick people up. There's even specific locations, hitchhiking stops, kind of like a bus stop. Interesting, because nobody can afford a car. How could you? It's a communist country. There are computers in Cuba, but the content is controlled and censored by the government. Of course it is. I mean, and Castro even banned Christmas in 1969. All this stuff is starting to sound like Canada. Hey, the government's stepping in there. And it's just, I call it cruise control, because they're cruising for a bruising someday, because socialism doesn't work. Works for a while, until the people get beat up enough that they kind of fight back. And that's what's going on in Canada. The fight back hasn't started yet. Well, I guess it kind of has, because Alberta wants to separate, and I hope they do get away from all these crazies. But, you know, there's no freedom of speech in Canada, and there's no right of self-defense with anything, any tool of any kind. It's really, really, really bad. Now, there seems to be last thing of the day, there seems to be some confusion about restrooms. He, she, who's who in the zoo. Let me add to that confusion, and I think this would help dress it up. On the inside door, when you've been in the restroom and now you're going back out amongst the masses of the great unwashed, here's some sayings that I suggest you put on the doors. You know, you got one handle for didn't wash your hands and one for you did wash your hands. Really confuse everybody. Hey, y'all come back. Happy day.